Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we knew something like this would happen, and this would come up, and obviously it's kind of making people a little antsy when it comes to the vaccines, where we have a cluster of side effects that have been reported, and they kind of mimic what's been going on with another vaccine that's similar, so people want to know what the heck is going on. So in the headlines today, the CDC and the FDA have issued a joint statement. Both of them, I believe the statement was identical on both websites, saying they are going to pause the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout in America temporarily so they can figure out what the heck is going on. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course. And what has happened is there has been six cases of clots that have occurred in the brains of women. Only six, and I believe 7 million doses given out of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But the United States, there's been six cases of clots. I believe one might have died. I'm waiting for the data on that, but the other five have had to be treated, and they ranged in age from 18 to 48, and the clots happened within their dural vein in the brain, but maybe 6 to 13 days after vaccination. Now, those are very, very low incidence cases rate to that, but it sure scares a lot of people when you have young women and or anybody young getting a blood clot in the brain. And so Johnson & Johnson, or the FDA and the CDC, has released a statement. And so basically they said that as of April 12th, more than 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered. And there were six reported U.S. cases of a rare and severe blood clot called the cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, CVST. So cerebral venous, that's in the brain, and it's the sinus that helps drain the blood from the brain. After the oxygenated blood goes up to the brain, and the brain takes whatever oxygen it can, the deoxygenated blood, even though there's still some oxygen in it, has to then return back to the heart to then go to the lungs and get oxygenated again. Well, this clot could block that, and you would have symptoms very similar to stroke. Severe headache, numbness, weakness, confusion, blurred vision, slurred speech, seizures, you could go into a coma, you could die. Plus, if the clot is blocking flow, it could even cause bleeding and hemorrhage. So not only is it ischemic in a way, but not only is it blocking flow, but it could also cause bleed. So the CVSTs are pretty dangerous to get. Now, we treat it with heparin. We treat it with blood clotting medications. But what's interesting is they also found that these patients had low platelets, low clotting factors, meaning there's a process going on that's not only causing the clot, but attacking the platelets. Now, what happened very rarely with the Johnson & Johnson shot, we saw in Europe with the AstraZeneca vaccine. We didn't see it in America because we aren't using the AstraZeneca vaccine. But the AstraZeneca vaccine had a similar sort of pathology where people were getting a clot in the brain. They were also getting splanchnic nerve clots. That's a clot that's draining the abdomen, one of the venous systems in the abdomen. So you'll notice with the CDC and the FDA, guidance, they'll say, look, if you get any abdominal pain, and you're like, why would I have to get abdominal pain from a clot in the brain? Well, because the AstraZeneca shot, the different vaccine, was causing some clots within the abdomen. So signs of blood clots is swelling, pain, if it's in the lungs, shortness of breath, chest pain in the brain, as we said, weakness, confusion, blurred vision, slurred speech, seizures in the abdomen, abdominal pain, weakness. So this is obviously very, very concerning. And with the AstraZeneca, they had, I don't know how many cases they had within their millions. Again, a very, very low rate of cases. I think as of April 4th, they had 169 cases from the AstraZeneca of cerebral venous sinus thrombosis and 53 cases of the splanchnic vein blood clots. And what they think might be happening is it may have to do with a very similar pathology that we see when some people get heparin. About 1 to 2% of people who get heparin, which is a blood thinner, might actually have this reaction where their body's immune system fights their clotting factors, even though heparin is supposed to help, you know, break up clots. And it's the platelet factor 4 antibody that might be playing into this, because people are asking, wait a second, why are we seeing this issue with two different vaccines? Well, they're similar. We're not seeing this sort of reaction, I don't believe, in Pfizer or Moderna. I don't think I've seen one case of CVST reported with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. But with the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we're hearing cases of this, very rare. Why? Well, that vaccine differs by using an adenovirus vector. Adenovirus is a weakened virus that's supposed to be bringing in the DNA, the genetic material, into our cell for it to communicate with our DNA to make a little strand of mRNA that has the instructions to make spike proteins. The Pfizer and the Moderna don't need the adenovirus. They just have that straight mRNA and a little lipid protein envelope, gets into the cell, already starts making the directions without talking to our DNA. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, their DNA vaccines are using this adenovirus vector. And we have seen, I think there was a study in 2007 that found that some of these adenovirus vector vaccines could be linked to thrombocytopenia or low platelets, or possibly DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation, and some sort of interference with our clotting factor and cascade of things. And so we haven't really used many adenovirus vector vaccines. I think we use it for animal rabies vaccine, but I don't think we have a lot of human vaccines using that technology, because I guess there might have been some issues, or it was hard to develop or expensive. I'm not sure why. I don't have the answer to that. So we're going to talk about a little bit then, what does that mean? You know, we only have 6 cases in the U.S. There's a pause. You know, what's going to happen next for those of you that are waiting for a Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TALK. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for some of you that have reached out and said, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What do I do? Don't panic. Out of the, like I said, close to 7 million people who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, 6 blood clot cases were reported to the CDC FDA. I know some of you are concerned that that might be an underreporting. Honestly, a blood clot such as that, the CVST, the cerebral venous sinus thrombosis level of blood clot, that's kind of hard to hide at the house and not get reported. Those are, trust me, if something like that happens, it's getting reported. But it's rare. And so right now, the CDC and the FDA is saying, look, anybody who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, if you do get a severe headache, if you get abdominal pain, leg pain, shortness of breath, within 3 weeks after vaccination, contact your health provider. I would also say, just in general, vaccine or no vaccine, If you ever get a severe headache, if you're getting shortness of breath, if you start getting leg swelling or acute abdominal pain or abdominal swelling, get to a medical provider anyway. Vaccine or not, that's some pretty, pretty scary stuff that can happen to anybody. So, you know, how concerned are people? Well, in New York, they're not canceling the Johnson & Johnson vaccine clinics. What they're going to do is they're going to still keep people on the schedule, but they'll give them the Pfizer vaccine instead. So those people that were waiting for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they're going to still honor the appointments, but just give them the Pfizer vaccine. And so many other places, if they have the supply of Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, they're going to go ahead and institute those vaccines. One of you asked, do I feel it's safe to receive those in light of what happened with Johnson & Johnson? I do, because it's a completely different type of vaccine. You know, I told you, I was pretty wary about what was going on with the AstraZeneca vaccine. And when the EU, European Union's medical public officials had said, guys, you know, there are concerns about blood clots in rare populations, so let's only give it to certain groups. I was concerned that we might see something similar to the Johnson & Johnson. But with the Pfizer and Moderna, we haven't seen this type of reaction. Now, yes, there are adverse events being reported to the VAERS system. That is the vaccine adverse event recording system that the government has. But these blood clots, I don't believe, have been on the list. So now the question is, well, now is it worth getting the vaccine? So I told you guys how I feel. I don't want to die of COVID. I don't want to have shortness of breath. I know it's rare to get COVID. I know it's rare to get severe COVID. But I think it's even more rare to have a side effect from the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Do I think there are vaccine side effects? Absolutely. I do. Now, but if anybody tells me that they don't want to get the vaccine, then it's up to you. I'm not going to argue. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to do what's like some people are doing in the media, where they're like, oh, they're anti-vax, or they're pro-Trumpers, or they're white male Republicans, and they're just going off on people that don't want to get the vaccine, and there's a lot of you going, look, you know, I'm not excited about the vaccine. I get it. I get that as people are feeling better and they're out there and they're, you know, they might have had COVID and it was mild, they're not very enthusiastic about a vaccine. I still don't trust this virus. I still don't trust what it could do. I've seen the virus cause blood clots. So that's why, for me, I got the vaccine. But what happened with AstraZeneca in Europe and what happened with Johnson & Johnson really does alter our approach to vaccines and our approach to mass vaccinating the public, because these vaccines supposedly had good safety profiles. And all of a sudden, you start to hear these reports, and they're like, no, it's fine. No, you don't have to suspend it. No, it's fine. And then all of a sudden, agencies are like, look, I think we need to call it. So there is going to start being a growing distrust. With AstraZeneca vaccine, which again is very similar to the Johnson & Johnson, except they use a chimpanzee adenovirus instead of a lab-altered adenovirus. As of last week, 169 cases of cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, the blood clot in the brain, and 53 cases of splanchnic vein, which drains blood from the digestive system, were reported in the European Drug Safety Database. Even though 34 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been administered, and from what we understand, safely, you're looking at about 220 cases of blood clots. Low percentage, but people don't like that. And so they say the reported rate will vary with how good the reporting system in a state is and how good the cases are being identified. They say in Germany, a lot of work has been done, and they have a reporting rate of 1 in 100,000, according to the briefing. So these blood clots, overall, they say they say 4 per million recipients of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The agency also received 79 reports of blood clots with low platelets among 20.2 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the UK. So 80
reports of blood clots among 20 million doses in the UK as of March 31st. Of those, 44 were in the brain, 35 were clots in other major veins. They occurred in women and men. I know the Johnson & Johnson cases were only women, but these events can occur also in men. It seems to be more women affecting women, which we'll talk about. The ages of the men and women were age 18 to 79. 19 of them died, 13 women, 6 men. Of those who died, 11 were under the age of 50, 3 were under the age of 30. 14 had the CVST brain clot with thrombocytopenia, low platelets. 5 had thrombosis with thrombocytopenia. So they've been reviewing these cases. Most of them are women. Maybe it has to do with the estrogen. Maybe those with estrogen, because younger women have higher estrogen levels than older women and men. So I say most of the cases were in women who, within 2 weeks of the first dose of the vaccine. Now, that's interesting. Why 2 weeks into it? Why not right away? Well, it takes a while for the antibody response to decide to make this cascade and mess with the clotting factors. Norway and Germany researchers found an autoantibody called platelet factor 4 antibody that they think is linked to the syndrome. We see platelet factor 4 antibody causing a heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. It's a rare clotting disorder where when people get heparin, they end up making these blood clots and they use up their platelets, and the antibody attacks the platelets, causes these complexes, and maybe there is a relationship between the estrogen or the platelet factor 4 antibody. I had said earlier with the AstraZeneca vaccine that, you know, maybe there's another type of coagulopathy like a factor 5 lead-in mutation or something else in our coagulation cascade that could make people more prone. And maybe we identify those people and then decide who gets a vaccine or not. But when we look at the reality, the practicality of it, you're going to have people say, nah, I don't want the clot. Let me get another vaccine. By the way, I think in Brazil, they might be, their main primary vaccine might be the AstraZeneca. And then I think for backup, they're using the China Sinovac, Chinese one, which has had some varying data. So when we look at moving forward with this, when you have two pharmaceutical companies going, wait a second, people might not want to be buying our vaccine, or other countries might be saying, look, guys, the risk is so low, just take your chances. Some countries where they have options are going to opt out, and they're going to opt out. That's what's happening right now with Johnson & Johnson. With 6 cases and 7 million, it's lower than some of the side effect rates of other things we're seeing with Pfizer and Moderna. Doesn't matter, though. There's a choice. Because in America, we have a choice. No sense pushing, and, you know, we could wait, study the vaccine a little bit more. Because now, again, there's liability, there's the U.S. government, if they are recommending a vaccine that might have side effects, when there are others that might not have that side effect, they kind of have to do their due diligence and investigate. And so I can very easily see us not move forward in America with the AstraZeneca vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson. But other countries, where that's all they've got, they might still move forward with their vaccine program because, again, COVID is expanding. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second night of looting broke out in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Monday night following Sunday's shooting of an unarmed black man as he resisted arrest from an outstanding warrant. The looting followed the protest outside the city's police station. The governor put a curfew in place that was mainly ignored. China has warned the United States not to play with fire on the Taiwan issue after the Department of State updated its guidelines, easing restrictions on meeting between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. Federal health agencies will temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine after six women developed blood clots, including one who died, according to a new report. The half-dozen patients who were between the ages of 18 and 48 developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within the first 2 weeks of vaccination. USA Radio News. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced Monday that the state's response to rising COVID cases should begin shutting things down. The announcement came Monday, just days after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked residents statewide for a two-week pause. Whitmer opted out of a mandated shutdown. The United States needs to address an ongoing shortage of semiconductors by investing in its chip infrastructure, President Joe Biden said during a virtual summit meeting with auto executives and other business leaders Monday afternoon. These chips, these wafers, batteries, broadband, it's all infrastructure. We need to build the infrastructure of today and not to repair the one of yesterday, Biden said. The plan I propose will protect our supply chain and revitalize American manufacturing, the president goes on to say. NASCAR racing takes place Sunday afternoon. The Toyota Owners 400 starts at 3 p.m. Eastern from the Richmond, Virginia Raceway and can be seen on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Judy calling from California. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning there, doctor. How are you? Hello?
I'm doing good, Judy. What's going on?
Oh.
Yeah, good, good. What's going on?
You know how people take baby aspirin to help prevent clotting, you know, to send their blood out and... Is that something that's a possibility or a good idea to do to help prevent it? Because 4 days ago, I got the Johnson & Johnson because I just wanted a one-shot deal. I work with the elderly, and I'm dying to get back to work, and I wouldn't be able to unless I got vaccinated. So I did that, and now I hear about this clotting, and I'm concerned.
Of course.
And does staying active, is that going to help prevent it, that or in the baby aspirin? I mean, is there anything we can do to help ward off
very good
body because of it.
Right. Very good question. And I knew somebody would ask this because nobody wants to be just sitting there going, is this going to happen to me? The only reason why you haven't heard any health officials say to start doing preventative measures such as taking a baby aspirin is because not only are we seeing the blood clot, but we're seeing low platelets. And aspirin can affect the platelets because some of these people that do get the clots could also bleed. So we don't know if we could be accelerating or making something worse. But you're right. I knew people would ask, you know, what can I do preventatively to not get a clot? They will give aspirin preventatively for COVID in a hospital setting. But in terms of this, we haven't heard any recommendations of that yet. And I think the reason why is because some people might bleed or whether it's the vaccine or not induced bleeding. Aspirin in and of itself has been linked to bleeding and other things, so they probably don't want to add more insult to injury. So right now, all the CDC and FDA is saying is be on the lookout for any headaches or any sort of abnormal symptoms. See, that's the problem. When somebody tells me to be on the lookout for a headache, I start getting a headache, you know? God forbid it happens. It is a very, very severe headache, dizziness, it's probably one of the worst headaches anybody would ever feel. So I would still talk to your medical provider because just in case they do recommend anything preventatively. Now, they might recommend to not smoke if you smoke. If you're on any estrogen products, your doctor might consider maybe having you hold off. Are you on any estrogen products or do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke. And no, I took something for, because I started menopause at 43. And so I took the Premarin and the Prometrium for many years. And then about 2008, actually it was January of 2008, boom, I stopped. I haven't taken anything since.
Okay.
I haven't taken, nothing at all. And I'm
good,
relatively
good. And
very
again,
healthy.
That's just good. Good. And that's just conjecture. I don't want people thinking that I want everyone to stop their menopausal hormones. I'm on estrogen too, and oh, Lord have mercy. If I'm not on my hormones, Lord have mercy. I am telling everybody to, if they did get the vaccine, check in with your doctor just in case they know something more about your history and they say to play it safe for the next few weeks, let's do this. But right now, great question. They are not recommending aspirin yet for any sort of prevention. Okay?
Okay.
Fantastic question. Thank you for calling,
active,
Judy.
You know.
Oh,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So as Judy brought up, in terms of remaining active, some people are prone to blood clots if they don't move, if they don't get up. Remember, there was a young boy who was playing a video game for, I believe, 18 hours, and then he unfortunately sustained a blood clot. So we do not want to, cause blood clots for other reasons. Like I said, smoking, there are some medications that could put us more at risk for blood clots, sitting for long periods of time. But great question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently, I have not seen this press conference, but there was a briefing Dr. Fauci gave cautioning against indoor dining after being fully vaccinated. And so there's been some concern of people going out after they have been vaccinated and being able to enjoy life and indoor dining. I'm telling you right now, I've indoor dined. I was at a poker tournament, you know, having the vaccine. I'm more about making other people feel comfortable. I wasn't that concerned, but I wanted to make sure other people felt comfortable. I got the vaccine. Still wear a mask when they want me to, but when I'm at a table, I take the mask off. But many people are kind of questioning why Dr. Fauci would caution against indoor dining. And I'm not here to defend him or to, you know, criticize some of his advice, but I can shed some clarity on why Dr. Fauci's advice might seem to be a little bit of a, you know, he's a party pooper, right? You know, his role, which is not an easy role, he's getting paid very well for that role, but I don't know if I would ever want it. I don't think I would, is he is going to be damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, no matter what he says. So he has to, as a physician, and as a public health official, always err on the side of caution. And as we're looking at these cases of the Brazilian variant, which now is in my neck of the woods, we have three cases in my neck of the woods in southern Nevada of the Brazilian variant, and we have the UK variant that is pretty ubiquitous now throughout the United States. We're having cases rise. I believe right now we're at a death toll in the U.S. of 575,000. We have, I believe, 225 new deaths. The hospitalization rate jumped about another 150 in serious critical. We have had 18,000 new cases in the U.S. So as cases are starting to go up, right, if anybody behind the mic or behind the podium says, all right, guys, you can kind of loosen things up, you can relax a little bit, they're going to be criticized. So somebody would rather be criticized for being overprotective or conservative than being liberal when it comes to, and I know, you know, maybe politically people might want to be more liberal so they don't get criticized, but in terms of medical recommendations, we're always going to err on the side of being conservative. Not conservative politically, but conservative from a medical standpoint. Although, yeah, many doctors are conservative, many doctors are liberal. And so the, you know, if I was up there, which is always tricky. Well, what would you say, Dr. Dahlia? Well, it's tricky. I would say, look, don't be stupid. Don't be kissing people on the lips. Don't be coughing on people, sneezing on people. What I told you guys to do every year with the flu, what I tell you guys to do to protect yourselves against tuberculosis, to protect yourselves against MRSA, skin infections, I'm telling you to do now. Wash your hands. Don't overdo it with hand sanitizer because I don't like the chemicals and what it does to your hands and causes your hands to bleed and all that. But wash your hands. Try to clean surfaces. Try not to touch surfaces. Keep your hands out of your nose and your eyes and your mouth. Try to avoid others that might be sick. If you're vulnerable, avoid others. If you haven't been vaccinated, if you've been vaccinated, just realize you're not going to be Superman. You're not going to be immortal. If you do go into an indoor dining setting, you might want to find one that has more ventilation because technically an indoor room could expose you to other pathogens. If you don't want to get a cold, if you don't want to get the flu, if you don't want to get COVID, you might not want to be in an indoor cramped space. And that's what I would say. And I would be honest and I would explain why. And I'm going to say, look, you know, it's not for, you know, the government to mandate. Alright, it's just, look, you know, we do believe people who are vaccinated can still carry the virus. We're still waiting on the science. We know that many masks that people are wearing are not good enough. The N95 masks seem to have the studies behind them. But until we can get access to everybody with N95 masks, the face coverings provide some barrier. And I would just tell the truth like it is. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to talk a little bit about gray hair and how people are perceived a little differently if they embrace their gray. Now, I have a gray eyebrow that keeps popping up, so I just pluck it. Every time I see that gray eyebrow, I pluck it. I do have some gray hair. I never get to see it or count them because I dye my hair blonde. Jerry, thank God, takes care of that for me. That's the Jerry Lambert experience. So I get to have my shadow roots, and I don't really get to notice the gray because it appears kind of blonde. And I had, when I was little, a bias towards gray hair. And I think the reason why is I remember my mom in her 40s.
starting to salt and pepper her hair. Not on purpose, but her hair was salt and pepper. Not salt and pepper like in the 90s, but I love them. But I remember her hair started to have these streaks of gray in the brunette, and I did not like it. Now, when my mom was a redhead, I didn't like that either. But the salt and pepper, it just didn't go. Now, maybe it's because, you know, that wasn't when we were financially stable, and so she couldn't go and dye her hair. Not sure what happened. But I remember not liking it. And it's weird, because I think I'm older now than my mom was when she started to salt and pepper her, when the hair started to grow out that way. And so I just told myself I'm just always going to dye my hair. And I always wanted to be blonde anyway. So I'm thinking, well, if I'm gray, then the blonde's going to come in easier. Now my stylist says the same thing. He goes, the more gray you are, the blonde is going to look more natural. I'm like, ooh. And it's funny because now my mom is blonde. You don't see any gray because she does the platinum blonde thing, right? She's like Heather Locklear, except she's in her 70s. So that's where I'm going. But, you know, why do I, as a woman, I should be able to be like, I don't care how you guys feel about gray hair. Why am I intimidated by it? Well, it's because of society. Right? Society shows that women who are blonde or women who don't have gray seem to be more accepting. Well, researchers at the University of Exeter actually did a study, and they found that women who start to embrace their gray are noticing they are getting stigmatized as being quote-unquote less competent, where these women feel, I believe it was like in the workplace or in family circles, that they know less because they have gray hair. Now, you look at a man who starts to gray, so handsome, and you look at him and you're like, oh man, he looks so wise and with wisdom, like Gandalf the gray and then Gandalf the white. Right, you know, and it just, wow, look at this wisdom. He's a wizard and all that. But you have a female with some gray streaks. Do people look upon her as full of wisdom? Or do they see that as a sign of weakness? Now, in my family, we have women who were real, you know, cojones busters. And we were pretty progressive. I don't think we burned our bras because we were really large-breasted women in my family, so we really needed the bras. I'm never giving up my bra. I don't think I could walk if I took it off. So, but, you know, we want to dispel any myth that we don't have our faculties, that just because we're older, we are less smart, less competent. So, and I gotta tell you, man, my grandmother with gray hair, she was one of the smartest battle axes I've ever known. I mean, man, she was just spunky. She knew her stuff until the day she died. So these societal sort of biases, I guess, still exist. And this study had highlighted that. Another study, coming out of the United States, has looked at people are biased against those who are bald. They look at people who are bald or losing their hair as sickly. There's a percentage. They look at them as being dirty, as being contagious. Now, you know, where are people coming up with this? Well, when somebody does have severe hair loss, I do check them for diabetes. I'll check them for hormone loss, testosterone. There could be a whole thyroid, a whole variety of illnesses can cause hair loss. People lost hair with COVID. But there are some people that bald and they just look good. All right, Bruce Willis looks good. Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars. The bald works. Some people will choose to shave their head bald. But again, with men, it's okay. They're men, they're dudes. But with women, women start to lose their hair. Women do thin their hair. Women will start to bald. Some of them will have thinning and, you know, we cover it up. I started to thin when I started to go through menopause, but luckily I didn't have the balding. I think I started to get a bald spot, and then I used some Nioxin spray, and that fixed it. But, you know, women start to lose their hair. And maybe it's because in society, or maybe just in the animal kingdom, women have the female animal has their value, their worth, if they can make babies in the animal kingdom. Such that if a woman or a female animal shows signs that they might not be fertile,
No, we don't need you. Now, I would think in the animal kingdom, a female animal would have something to contribute. I mean, I have two cats, maybe a third, basically in their older age years. One even has gray hair. She's starting to get gray hair now in her, you know, Lily area. So, you know, obviously, Shake still wants her. You know, she's still desirable. And she still has a lot to contribute. When they have their little meetings, these cats have their meetings, they all woke me up in the middle of the night last night because they wanted eats. And they figured waking me up would be conducive to that. They have their roles. Mama has their role. Grandma has their role. But maybe in the animal kingdom or maybe in society, we're still biased where women have their highest value when they're ovulating. That's crazy. Especially since, you know, the average person out there doesn't want the female that they've hired or the female that they're dating to ovulate and get pregnant and then be, you know, maybe off the job for paternity leave, or now you have to marry them or take care of a baby. So we are, I don't believe, very consistent with our approach to aging, embracing age, relaxing when it comes to this is all normal. This is a normal process. Looking at our roles, we're trying to be really, really progressive with women making the same pay. Women are having equal pay. You know, women getting access to jobs. But there is this underlying bias, and we women feed into it by not embracing our gray. If all of us women were gray in our 50s and 60s, then, right, get used to it. Look at us. This is how we be. If Beyonce was gray, Jennifer Lopez was gray, we'd be like, yeah, you can still sing. You can still perform. You can still do what you do. You're still sexy gray. But we don't. We all dye our hair. I pluck that gray eyebrow when I see that gray eyebrow. Am I trying to hide my age? I'm not trying to hide my age. My age is all over the internet. Now Google will give anybody's age and birthday. So everybody knows I'm in my late 40s. There's no surprise there. But maybe it's because I don't think I look as good. Maybe it's because I want to be blonde. Well, then I cannot be upset at society's stereotype or bias towards gray hair if I don't embrace it. So the only way for us to kind of get past these sort of, you know, stigmatisms and maybe even discrimination is by, if women really are women powerful and we're going to group up and we're going to, you know, be there for each other, then we should all go gray. Right, who's going to do that? Any women? No, I'm not. I love you ladies, but sisterhood is out the door when it comes to, you know, my looks. Sorry. But I got to tell you, when I'm in my 50s or 60s, I may need sisterhood to kind of help me with this, because I might have to embrace the gray. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally.
That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.